Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. St. Ambrose University in Davenport is merging with another Eastern Iowa Catholic University. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports they're positioning themselves for an uncertain financial future in higher education.
St. Ambrose University in Davenport and Mount Mercy University in Cedar Rapids have finished the first step in their consolidation, which involved merging their assets under the St. Ambrose name. The Catholic universities decided to merge after years of declining enrollment. It comes at a time when the future of higher education funding is uncertain. Amy Novak is the president of St. Ambrose University. She says the merger will help to strengthen both schools.
We can all bury our heads in the sand and sort of deny what's maybe happening or the challenges we're facing, or we can creatively think our way through what could a different model of how we do this work look like. And I think that's what you're seeing in the work that's happening here between St. Ambrose and Mount Mercy.
Mount Mercy's buildings will become a campus of St. Ambrose University, which will continue to have its own athletic program. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Davenport Mayor Mike Mattson gave his final State of the City address yesterday at the Rhythm City Casino. He announced earlier this year that he would not be seeking re-election. In his speech, he spoke about economic development, capital improvement, and other city accomplishments.
We don't do anything by ourselves. We as a city can't do anything by ourselves. We need federal people. We need state partners. We need county partners. Other cities, other partnerships, whether it's visitor, chamber, or unions, or to keep us tracking on what we're supposed to do.
Mattson served on the city council for 12 years and has been mayor since 2020. Iowa businesses will get an estimated $1.2 billion tax cut over the next 5 years under a law signed Thursday by Governor Kim Reynolds. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek has details.
The new law cuts unemployment insurance taxes, which are paid by businesses to fund unemployment benefits that are paid out to people who get laid off from their jobs. It cuts the amount of wages that are taxed by half and lowers the top unemployment tax rate from 9% to 5.4%. Reynolds says it was one of her top priorities this session. She says the state's unemployment trust fund is the ninth largest in the country, even though Iowa is 32nd in population. Reynolds says the state has needlessly overcollected unemployment taxes from businesses.
And I truly do believe that it'll make a difference in making us more competitive as a state and for employers across the state to give back to their community, their business, or their employees.
Democrats have criticized the bill, saying Reynolds is giving a tax break to corporations that's paid for by raiding funds meant for laid-off workers. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
The Humane Society of Scott County in Davenport is waiving adoption fees for dogs this month. Humane Society Development Manager Selena Ripple says the shelter has 71 kennels and they're currently housing 85 dogs, forcing them to use emergency crates in hallways and offices.
We have also completely waived our redemption fees for pet owners. So if your pet gets out, we know times are tough and we don't want cost to be the reason that somebody can't get their pet back, especially when we're so full like we are now. Our priority is getting pets into homes, especially if they already have a home.
Ripple says residents can also help foster pets, and the Humane Society will cover the cost until they find a permanent home. The Knox County Sheriff's Office reports 4 staff members and 5 juveniles at the Mary Davis Home in Galesburg were injured during a riot on Wednesday night. According to a news release, several juveniles, quote, became combative with facility staff around 7:35 p.m. Local law enforcement was called to assist, and all injuries were non-life-threatening. Mary Davis Home is currently involved in federal litigation. According to an annual audit by the Illinois Department of Juvenile Justice, the facility is out of compliance with state standards on confinement. This is WVIK News.